What's the verdict then after seeing that?
I think it was a hard, dogged performance from us. There wasn't many chances for either team. If you know, I don't think Kirky's had a great deal to do, but we kept going and we kept believing, and I think we got our reward at the end.
Priceless victory could be in the end in a game where there were so few chances, as you say.
Yeah, we had one or two in the first half, which I thought we should have done better. In the second half, again, one or two, which we just, missed. But no, I think it's a good goal off Leroy. We didn't give him much pickings, but when we did give him something, he secured it. But it was just a hard-fought performance from the lads, really.
And I suppose that's essentially what he was brought in to do, just to prove to be that difference maker in games that are just so tight. Somebody like that to put them away.
Yeah, I mean that's what he's done all his career probably. When the games are tight, you can't. They've brought on someone like Kevin Phillips, who you is a similar elk. You know, the senior players, they know what it's all about. And we kept going, we kept plugging away, kept trying to play. And as I said, we got our reward.
How impressed were you with some of those moments of defending that you spoke of a few moments ago? There's some great blocks going in. The defence, the outfield players have made it as though Chris Kirkland hasn't had a great deal to do today.
Well, he didn't, but it's not just it's the team, it's the whole team
Coke
that
and
I don't.
Prutton too, yeah.
I thought Cokie and Prutts were superb as they were the other night, and I just think that we've grown as a group of players. We're not as naive. I mean, I know when we were 1-0 and they had the corner and we caught it, and the crowd are baying for us to get forward and everything else, but kill it. Just what's the point? Just kill it. Why are you just going to kick it down and give them a 50-50 chance of getting the ball back? So, just kill it out, see it out. It's nothing better than a 1-0 win. What you don't want to do is all the hard work that you've got and then give a goal away in the last few seconds. So, it's a hard, hard victory. It's a dogged performance from us with some good ability in it, but mostly from both teams. I think both defences were clearly on top for long spells, but just that one break, and gladly it came to it.
Is that the big thing for you? Because I know we're talking on Thursday lunchtime about you were looking to see how far you'd come. Because obviously the match down at Crystal Palace was an indicator earlier in the season. Just that, I suppose, street savviness about Sheffield Wednesday now.
Well, I think we should have won the game down at Palace. In all honesty, we should have won, or we certainly shouldn't have lost it. But when we talk about how far we've come, I think it's eight changes, seven or eight changes from that team. So it takes time. I've said that all along. It does take time. I know everybody wants success yesterday, but you can't have that. And a lot of the time it's trial and error. I've said that before as well, that when you're not buying players, if you're bringing in five buys, you've got to make sure you get four of them right. If you're bringing in loans or frees or whatever, then you get one out of five, you've done well. So it's a lot of it was trial and error, but there's a good group here, and they're solid, and they work hard, and they enjoy being with each other and playing football, so and training, and that's something that we've tried to develop over the 12 months that we've been here.
How significant is it, or perhaps pleasing from your point of view, if we are to read into patterns of form, etc., that Sheffield Wednesday are in good form as we count down, if we're not in it already, I suppose, a crucial part of the season?
I've been in a crucial part of the season all year. It doesn't really matter.
The
I mean,
pressure does become a little bit more intense, though, doesn't it? With
yeah, well,
this,
we've
with
not to
10,
take
10 or
our
12
foot. We've
games
not to take
left.
our foot off the gas. It's as simple as that. We've not to, because we are doing quite well. We've got to make sure that we maintain that, and the way to do that is to work harder. I said that I was disappointed that we didn't go on and win the game the other night. I was disappointed with half an hour to go at 2-2 against Derby here. We should have gone on and won the game, although we could have quite easily have lost it as well. But they're the things that we've learnt and how far we've come as a group. And I keep saying it does take time. There's no magic formula for it. It is time. It's getting rid of the naivety. I still think there's so much more to come from us as well. We could get it down a bit more, and we could look for third men running and everything else. But we're trying that. We're doing that in training and everything else, and we'll continue to do that. But I think the boys deserve a lot of credit because, everybody is working, and the backroom staff, everybody is working really hard, and And we're trying to set things in place and do certain things, which probably this club has not done for many a year.
Because I know we've spoken in the past about you wanting to get the team to that level where they are extremely solid, which on the evidence of what we're seeing, they are. It's about maybe doing a bit more in the final third now.
Yeah, but you know, it's the scoring goals. I mean, you get greedy. You know, you, the main people just don't want to see you lose, and then all of a sudden they want to see you not lose but win football matches, and then win football matches and score lots of goals, and then score lots of goals and play well. So you set yourself targets and standards and everything else, but we have a standard within the football club, whether they come in to train or they go out there and play, no matter what they do within in, within the club and outside, to be fair. We have a you know, a code of conduct that we, on and off the pitch, that we expect for the players. And when I say that, I'm talking about in the way they play, their recovery, what they do. You're trying to instill a professionalism that will stand them in good stead for the rest of their careers.
Conor Wickham, you brought him off about the hour mark. Is that just him getting into the swing of things, or was there a reason, an injury reason?
No, he's not played a lot of football at all, and it's very difficult just to come in. But he's had another good hour under his belt, and he'll get stronger and stronger. You know, it's hard. You can't recreate match time in training, and you can see that with him. But I just felt at the hour he was just flagging a little bit, and it was time to bring him off. And same with McHale, he got a dead leg, so he was struggling. And we made a tactical change today with bringing Kieran in, because we thought they were going to play the boy Sahar, who gives him a lot of pace and good width, and we just wanted to shore that side up, but then he didn't play. So, but I thought Kieran was outstanding today. He does a job without really being noticed, but from our point of view, he does really well. And then when the hour was up and everything else, you know, you've got players to come on with, you know, pace to burn, and they can cause damage.
He particularly provides a bit of a head scratcher, doesn't he? Because he has done really well, but given perhaps Antonio or some of the other, obviously Alan coming back into the squad, he's been the guy to drop out of the team.
He's only dropped out the last couple of games. He's played a lot of football for us of late, and now he's an integral part of what we want to do. And we know that if we want to shore her up and we want to play counter-attacking, we can do that. So we've got different options, and that's what, you know, I said earlier on, that the subs that we bring on can change games, where before we weren't doing that. So again, it's just the progress that's happening with inside the club.